I have a big name on the line with me right now, hot off the back of releasing Bald Head. It's good. I'm delighted to have on the line with me Thea. Good morning.
Ata marie kia koutou kei ototahi.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you. I'm buzzing. I'm very, very happy.
Yes, as you should be, quite frankly. Now, before we get into things, I should detail that we are talking across the interwebs, miles apart from each other. You're in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I am. I have been since March, I think.
How was it?
Today it's Mexican Independence Day, so everyone's very excited around here.
Oh, cool.
And it's Sunday.
Now, is it summer there? Winter? Fall?
Oh, it's just coming into fall now because it has been a wild summer over here with heat waves. And unfortunately, we were like hotter than Vegas, which is wild. So very, very hot in the hundreds, which is like in the 40s Celsius. And at the moment, it's a positive buzz because obviously California is very democratic, very left wing.
Oh yes, yes.
But there are like a bunch of forest fires and things, so that's like a little sad. But you know, it comes with the territory being over here.
Yeah, of course. It escaped my mind for a second that it's election season. It'll be big over there at the moment.
Oh my gosh, it is. It's the talk of the town.
I can imagine, and like and it's interesting because you've released this song, Bald Head, which is, first of all, amazing. But, you know, it has some political themes, let's say. Now, do we do it quite like the Americans, or are they kind of a bit more dramatic with their politics?
Oh, gosh. I feel like... I mean, there's obviously freedom of speech over here, so I think it's more that, people are just, if they feel something, whether that be in opposition to your own beliefs, they will say it, which can be admirable in certain ways. I don't know. I feel like it's really cool, like especially with Bald Head. It's only been out a couple of days, and this morning I was really excited. I woke up, and because so far, you know, it's just really been the amount of support and, you know, tautoko ki te kaupapa from, you know, Tiwi Māori has been huge. And that's, you know, that's great. Like, that's enough for me. But obviously I did compose this waiata with the idea that obviously it's written about the current political climate in New Zealand really like dangerous acts, you know, from the current government. But obviously this experience is, you know, really like felt all around the world with Indigenous folks. And so
yeah,
this morning,
yeah.
The message is being like, we're hearing you and supporting you from America and from Hawaii. And it's been great.
Yeah, that's, I think, such an interesting point to bring up, actually, is, I mean, the approach to Indigenous cultures is unfortunately similar in so many areas of the world. So anyway, tell me a little bit about this song. How did it kind of come to you?
It just came from seething anger.
Yeah.
It came about, as you know, many a good protest song, I suppose, does. So the title, Bald Head, is very well known, I would say, within the Māori community. We took it on from the Rastafarian movement. If anyone knows Uncle Bob, and has crazy bald head. It was a Rasta word that referred to non-Rastas or like other. And for us as Māori, we often use it for obviously Pākehā / colonial situations. For me, obviously, this is directed to the government. And the, you know, Pākehā systems of power that really, like, you know, strive to obviously eradicate our culture and our language. And it's just a coincidence, but a very thoughtful coincidence from my part, that the person in power of this country is also bald. So, you know.
I'm glad he is a little bit. Like, we, yeah, like... everyone needs to know you're a little bland. yeah, I want to say thank you for doing this song. I think it's very poignant, very well-timed, and, yeah, really, really, yeah, well-written as well. But my personal favourite detail is the incredible music video. Wow. Seems like you get the impression it's quite high production value.
Sorry, that cracks me up because it's not at all.
But really?
Oh, yeah, not at all. It's very, you know, like I feel like it's just maybe the costuming, like the kākahu that make it look really, really cool. But it was literally my friend Frances who shot a bunch of my videos, but normally with like a fairly large crew, and it was just her. No lighting, no nothing.
What? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and I had a broken foot, was being like freaking you know. Yeah, everything. So it was literally, I would say it was just really good framing and really amazing kākahu that, you know, perfectly suit the kaupapa. I'm white facing Queen Victoria, which is why I wanted to wear, like to be dressed like obviously the queen that was running England at the time that we were colonized. And then to put all of my peers in beautiful traditional kākahu Māori to, you know, show that amazing juxtaposition. And we shot it out in Wainui Omata because I, at the time, was the Māori artist in residence at Massey University. So thankfully got to use
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't realise that. Wow, you've surprised me there. I thought, like, it's a freaking good video. And yeah, I think you're right. The outfits were all incredible, but I'm gonna say I think it's a high quality camera as well because it looks so good.
Thank you. I reckon it is.
Now, is there, what was kind of this whole like leaning into kind of this protest song, this political angle, which, and some would argue, we need to and have to do right now. But how do you feel kind of really embracing these strong political discussions through your music and stuff? Was it a really mobilizing, encouraging thing to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that probably like through my career, I mean, I've always been.
Yeah, you haven't been unpolitical, that's for sure.
Yeah, whether it's, you know, talking about slut shaming or rapists or, you know, anything like that, I always call it out. And so it's really no different. But I think from my point of view, it's just really important for me personally to, you know, I don't know, it just feels like it's obviously the best way for me to be able to share my beliefs and do it in a way that is possibly more well received than just, I don't know, pressing play on a camera and screaming at my phone kind of thing. So you know, that's, yeah, I just believe the you know, one of the most incredible very natural ways for us to enact changes through art. And so for me, that's composing songs that can be really like held on to by other folks who believe in the same message that I do, and the same thing with visuals. So yeah, I'm just very lucky that it's been so well received all over the world from the exact people that I hoped would get it, you know.
Yeah, well, you absolutely deserve the good reception to it. Really interesting point you kind of make there, because I have to admit, I can be a real victim of kind of it all being too much. Like, I often, and my listeners will know too well about this, like writing a news bulletin, and it's kind of like, oh my god, there's nothing good. It's all hell. It's all sad. The government sucks, and like everything's miserable. And you do just kind of want to scream and just like kick up a fuss and scream some more. And you've really successfully avoided that, and you kind of articulate really good arguments in all these moments. How do you kind of avoid the just wanting to scream and be frustrated?
Oh, I am. I just do it through my music. Like, the bridge is effectively a haka, but with obviously like kupu reo pākehā with Māori words. Sorry, English words. So, I am, and if you listen to it, I am quite literally screaming. you are a cannibal. You brought the plague. Curse us with churches and teach us your ways. Bald head, you made your bed. And then with a really big tangi after that. So no, absolutely. I'm absolutely full screaming for sure.
Cool. Good to know. Good to know. We all can get a bit like that. I don't know. It's just so sad sometimes, you know. It's like, oh, can someone do something good? But you have. And we're all very, very grateful for it. Did you play at Camp Aloham this year?
I did. I played 3 times.
Did you? Oh, yeah. No, I saw you. It was really good. I really liked it.
Oh, you saw me. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we went as a workplace up to Camp Aloha.
Oh, my God. That is like the coolest work outing ever.
Yeah. Except we're in the car for 12 hours. That wasn't...
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, you drove all the way from Ōtautahi.
I know, isn't that insane?
Jeez, that's brave. That's amazing.
Anyway, yeah, I loved your performance. It was really, really good. But on that note, actually, when shall you touch down in this country again? Or are you not allowed back? Has the government banned you after Bald Head?
That's funny. That'd be cool. I've already been banned from some churches, but you know, if Aotearoa wants to kick me out now. I am looking forward to coming back. I'll be coming back for Christmas
because
I miss my home and I miss my family, and then heading back over here because I have more shows next year. So you know, it'll be short and sweet, but I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to get back home.
Well, short and sweet does at least mean like you've got stuff going on elsewhere, which is also very exciting as well.
That is true.
Hey, I just want to thank you so much for joining me this morning. You just have some amazing music, and you should honestly be so proud for all of it, and especially the song Bald Head, I think is so poignant and so needed right now. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me, and thanks for spreading my decolonial messages to Ōtautahi. It rocks.
Oi, let's keep spreading them forever and ever. One more time, Thea, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, kia ora, and thank you for everyone who's listening. Appreciate you. Stream Bald Head.
Yes, and we're going to play that for you right now. Baldhead Thayer's new song. Have to check it out.
I cannot breathe, please step off of my chest. Loosen the noose tightening round my neck. I wish for freedom and to sing my song. Where prison is on the fairy land we're from.
Fuck, 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 don't you mind.